Do reports for an AGM need to be sent out with the notice of the meeting? Natalie from New Zealand has asked this question. She goes on to say, I understand that 2 weeks' notice should be given before an AGM. Is it necessary for the reports that will be presented to the AGM be available 2 weeks in advance? And she's put in brackets for a small organisation. The second thing she says is, should notices of motion be presented 2 weeks in advance, especially if they are to affect the governance of the same organisation? Should such motions be rejected or delayed if they are not tabled until the actual AGM meeting? So there's several issues here. The first is about the reports being sent out with the notice of the meeting. The answer is ideally yes, it should go out with the notice. But you note that it's a small organisation and therefore I'm assuming it's probably voluntary. So the reality is that in my experience, in a small voluntary organisation, the reports are provided at the AGM itself. Sure, it would be good if they were available beforehand, but volunteers are giving their time and the last thing you want to do is scare them away with what they may see as bureaucratic or pedantic requirements. Now, the other issues are quite different. Notices of motions that people intend to move at the AGM must be provided in advance, in exact wording, especially if they are to do with the governance of the organisation. That's the point of the notice of the meeting. The chair or the meeting itself is well within its rights to reject a motion presented at the AGM which affects the governance of the organisation if the notice has not been provided. The notice should be the exact wording of the proposed motion. An interesting thing also is that a motion that's moved in that way, that is a notice of motion, can only be amended so that the intent of the motion is not altered. So that's usually in terms of time and place and things like that, but not the substantive element of the motion.